to ask questions either to the subject matters which you have heard being presented or any other spiritual subject matters. We will not be, we have enough time for this because today is our, this is our last getting together as devotees. It sounds like we are preparing for something. No, it's the last, on the summer camp.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Mi ćemo sada imati jednu lekciju, tu ćemo raditi dve stvari. Prvo će svako od nas reći nešto što je pripremio za danas, to će trajati oko nekih 20-25 minuta, a onda ćemo otvoriti jednu forum gdje ćete vi moći da nam postavljate pitanja i mislili smo da na taj način napravimo današnju lekciju,
zato što
smo naše posluzenje na ovom letnom kampu.
Yes. We will start with our very talented speaker and our GBC, Birkrishna Goswami, followed by his servant, who will actually speak about something which Maharaj educated me in yesterday. And then Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu.
We're in trouble.
Listen carefully and we talk about loving yourself. What I have an answer.
So please listen with full attention. The candle of enlightenment will soon be lit. Symbol.
Candle.
I shouldn't light it. I didn't want to make it a ritual or something new.
With the batteries already out?
Put it. Give me my books and put it where the books are. Thank you. Yes. It
takes regular batteries. You don't have a good battery. You save those for recharge.
So let us lovingly listen to Birkrishna Goswami and shout out in joy, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo!
Okay. So, of course, I'd like to give my thanks first to Satyananda Maharaj and Krishna Kshetra Prabhu, my dear God brothers.
Prvo bih htjela da se zahvalim svoj dragi braći po Bogu, Satyananda na svami i Krishna Kshetra Prabhu.
And I'd like to thank you all for coming here to the camp and being such wonderful, ecstatic, absorbed devotees.
A onda bih želela da se zahvalim svima vama što ste došli na ovaj kamp i što ste bili tako divni, ekstatični, absorbovani vakti.
I had a very good time, a lot of fun at the camp.
I ja sam imao jako dobro vreme ovdje na kampu, jako puno zabave.
I had fun giving the seminar, or seminars.
Dobro sam se zabavio dok sam davao svoje seminare.
And even more fun associating with Satyananda Maharaj.
Oh, thank you.
Još više dobro vremena dok sam se družio sa
Pleasure on my side.
We had a 3-hour association with him yesterday afternoon.
Juče popodne imao sam sa njime 3 sata druženja.
And I felt like I had gone back to home, back to Godhead. Vrindavan began to manifest itself in my consciousness by his association. Because it says that a great pure devotee has bhakti in his heart, and bhakti is transferred from his heart to the heart of the aspiring devotee.
I kaže se da veliki čisti bhakta ima bhakti u svom srcu i da se ta onda bhakti može preneti na onoga koji samo pokušava da bude bhakti.
So by Satyananda Maharaj's mercy, I was able to realize Vrindavan. Able to realize Lord Shiva's ontological position yesterday.
Onda sam također mogao da razumem ontološki položaj gospodina Shiva.
Get a taste of Ram Bhakta, Ram Bhakti.
I onda sam mogao da dobijem ukus za Raga Bhakti.
Ram.
Ram Bhakti, sorry.
Understand a little bit more about Hanuman.
Mogao sam da shvatim nešto malo više o Hanumanu.
And understand more about my mission in spiritual life.
A također da razumijem nešto malo bolje svoju misiju u svom duhovnom životu.
It said by a moment's association with the pure devotee, one can achieve all perfection. So I got 3 hours, which is a lot of moments.
I kaže se da samo za trenutak.
Right, you are very much embarrassing me. Please move to another subject.
A ja sam još imao ta 3 sata mnogo takvih trenutka.
Anyway, as all right, let's speak philosophically. So as Ramananda Roy said in discussion with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the greatest misery is being separated from the Vaishnavas.
I kao što je Ramananda Roy rekao u svojoj raspravi sa Chaitanya Mahaprabhom, najveće nesreće je kada je osoba odvojena od društva bhakti.
And the greatest happiness is being connected with the Vaishnavas.
A najveća sreća je kada je osoba povezana sa Vaishnavom.
So we should never forget that and always be very thankful that Krishna is allowing to us to associate with his great devotees.
Tako da to nikada ne bi trebalo da zaboravimo i trebalo bi da budemo jako zahvalni što nam Krishna dozvoljava da se družimo sa bhaktama.
So we have to be careful about committing offenses. If we commit offenses, then Krishna will take his great treasure away from us.
I onda moramo biti jako pažljivi da ne pravimo uvrede, jer ako pravimo uvrede, onda će Krishna uzeti to veliko bogatstvo od nas.
So what I'd like to speak about today, now we get on with the lecture, today is the commemoration of the disappearance day of a great personality.
I ono o čemu sam ja želao da razgovaram danas, da govorim danas, jeste htio sam da vas podsjetim da je danas dan odlaska jedne velike ličnosti.
His name is Shyamananda Prabhu.
I njegovo ime je Shyamananda Prabhu.
And it is very important to remember these great personalities on their appearance and disappearance days, because in this way we associate with them and we can also get the bhakti that is coming from their hearts, even though there is some physical separation or time separation.
Jako je bitno da se sećamo takvih velikih ličnosti na dan odlaska i pojave, zato što onda kroz to druženje mi možemo dobiti tu bhakti koja se nalazi u njihovom srcu bez obzira na to što postoji ta fizička odvojenost.
Personally, I learn more about bhakti and I become more absorbed in bhakti by hearing about Krishna's devotees and serving and associating with Krishna's devotees than even by hearing about Krishna.
Ja mogu lično da kažem da sam ja više dobio svesnosti Krishne i da sam postao svesniji Krishne time što sam slušao o velikim bhaktama i što sam se družio sa bhaktama nego samim slušanjem o Krishne.
So we'll tell the story very briefly.
Tako da ćemo ispričati ovu priču jako kratko.
So Om Ganati Vranda
Shadana Shalakaya Shachuni Tamye Naitasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
We offer our respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of our spiritual masters, Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, who has kindly opened our eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while we were blinded in the darkness of ignorance.
Nudimo svoje ponizno poštovanje našem poštovanom duhovnom učitelju A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, koji je otvorio naše oči bhaktom znanja i izbavio nas iz te tame znanja.
So the story of Shyamananda Prabhu goes as follows.
Tako da priča o Shyamananda Prabhu ide na sledeći način.
Shyamananda Prabhu was given the name by his parents as Duki because his brothers and sisters who had been born before him died pretty quickly after their birth.
Shyamananda Prabhu kada se on rodio, on je od svojih roditelja dobio ime Duki zato što su svi njegovi prethodni braći i sestre umrli nakon rođenja.
So one of the signs of great personalities, or several of the signs of what we call signs of a Mahapurush, that Saimananda had all these signs, and these are different ratios of different parts of the body, sizes of different parts of the body.
И Шимананда Прабху, он на своем теле имал все знаки, которые имеют великие личности Маха Пуруша, и то су, значи, различные пропорции тела или известные делови тела изгледају на определен начин.
For example, one symptom is that the eyes are like little lotus petals that almost go out to the ears, like lotus petal eyes, like you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has.
И, например, один из этих знаков есть, что очи изгледају поput малих лотосових патица, кои се протежу све до ушију, и можете видеть, исто Чайтану Махапрабху имао такве очи.
And the hands, they reach down to the knees.
А руке, они досежу све до колена.
When one is standing up, of course.
Значи, када особа стоје.
Many times I've stood up and tried to get my hands to reach the knees, and they just don't go that far. So I don't have the signs of the Mahapurusha.
И я много пута покушавал, когда би стоял, да видим, дали ли мне руки доспеть до колена, али колко года сам се трудил, не имел успевал, па сам схватил, да немам баш знаки Махапуруша.
And most of us have eyes that are just round, not lotus petals.
И većina нас има очи, кои са само округле, а нису поput тих лотосових патица.
So when he was very young, his father asked him, my dear Dukhi, who was your spiritual master?
И онда каде он био јако млад, Njegov otac ga pitao, moj dragi Duki, ko je tvoj duhovni učitelj?
And he replied, just as a very young boy, like 3 or 4 years of age, my spiritual master is Vidaya Chaitanya.
I onda on, iako je tada imao samo 3-4 godine, on je odgovorio, moj duhovni učitelj je Vidaya Chaitanya.
Now Vidaya Chaitanya, he is considered in the Gaura Ganadesh Dipika to be the appearance or incarnation of the coward boy Subal.
А Vidaya Chaitanya у делу Гора Ганадеша Дипика смата се да он инкарнација дечака пастира Субала.
There's that famous story that Vidaya Chaitanya, he was a disciple of Goridas Pandit.
И Vidaya Chaitanya постои позната прича о њему, он је био ученик Goridas Pandita.
I'm sorry, Goridas Pandit is an incarnation of Subala. So anyway, so Vidaya Chaitanya is a disciple of Goridas Pandit.
Ja se izvinjavam, pogrešio sam. Goridas Pandit je bio inkarnacija dečaka pastira Subala, a Vidaya Chaitanya je bio njegov učenik.
And Goridas Pandit had these amazing deities of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda.
A Goridas Pandit, on je imao ta nevjerovatna božanstva gospodina Chaitanya i gospodina Nityananda.
And the way he got those deities was that one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda were visiting him.
И начин на кој он добио та божанство jeste da su jedno gospodin Chaitanya i gospodin Nityananda došli njemu u posetu.
And he didn't want to let them go.
I on nije želao da ih pusti da odu.
And what they did is they manifested their transcendental forms as deities at that time.
I ono što su oni tada napravili jeste da su manifestovali svoje transcendentalne oblike u vidu božanstva.
And in this way they said, we can always be with you in this deity form, or these deity forms.
И онда су они рекли, у овом облику ми увек можемо бити са тобом, као божанство.
So one day this Goridas Pandit and his disciple, that time his disciple was called Hridayananda, not Hridaya Chaitanya, were talking, and Goridas Pandit told his disciple Hridayananda, I have to go somewhere, so please take care of the deities in my absence.
Jednog dana, Goridas Pandit i njegov učenik, Hridaya Chaitanya, koji se u to vreme zvao Hridayananda, oni su sedeli zajedno i jednom je Goridas Pandit rekao, ja moram neka sada da idem i molim te da se ti brineš za božanstvo.
So he agreed, the Hridayananda agreed, but at the same time while Goridas Pandit was gone, it came time for the Gaura Purnima festival, the appearance celebration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I onda se Hridayananda složio sa time, a među vremenom, kako Goridas Pandita nije bilo, došlo je vreme za proslavu Gaura Purnima, za proslavu pojave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So this, Hridayananda sent out invitations for this Gaura Purnima festival.
I onda je Hridayananda poslao svima pozivnice za tu proslavu Gaura Purnima festivala.
So when his spiritual master Goridas Pandit got back and he found out that his disciple had sent invitations out without his permission, he got very angry at him.
И онда каде се Goridas Pandit вратио, I kada je otkrio da je Pradenananda, da je njegov učenik poslao pozivnice za festival, a da pre toga nije dobio njegovu dozvolu, on se jako naljutio.
And he said to his disciples, just get out of here, I don't want to see you for some time. Go to the bank of the Ganges.
I onda je rekao svom učeniku, idi odavde, ja ne želim više da te vidim, idi na obalu Gange.
And so he said, all right, I'm trying to worship the deity, so we got ready to open the curtains to take darshan of the deities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, and they weren't there anymore.
I onda je gori das panda to se spremio da obožava božanstva i onda je otvorio oltar, ali božanstva nije bilo.
And then he realized that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda had followed his disciple Hridayananda to the bank of the Ganges.
I onda je shvatio da su gospodin Nityananda i gospodin Chaitanya pratili njegovog učenika Hridayanandu do obale Gange.
So he ran to the bank of the Ganges with a stick in his hand, very angry at Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and also his disciple.
I onda je on trčao do obale Gange i nosio štap u svojoj ruci, bio jako ljut i na svog učenika, i na gospodina Chaitanya, i na gospodina Nityananda.
And so when the deities saw this Goridas Pandit running with a stick in his hand, they became very fearful and they jumped into the heart of the disciple Hridayananda.
I onda kada su gospodin Chaitanya i Nityananda videli Goridas Pandita kako trči tako jako ljut i drži štap u ruci, onda su se jako uplašili i onda su uskočili u srce Hridayanandu.
So when Goridas Pandit saw that, he said, well, then my disciple should be called Hriday Chaitanya instead of Hridayananda.
I onda kada je Goridas Pandit to video, onda je on rekao, moj učenik Hridayananda, on od sada treba da se zove Hriday Chaitanya.
Because that means Chaitanya is in the heart, Hriday Chaitanya.
Zato što zna, to znači da se Chaitanya nalazi u njegovom srcu, Hriday.
So this Hriday Chaitanya, he was the spiritual master of Shyamananda Prabhu.
Tako da je taj Hriday Chaitanya bio duhovni učitelj Shyamananda Prabhu.
So this is a disciplic succession that is related very much with Lord Nityananda, this particular branch of the disciplic succession, and therefore you find most of the gurus and disciples are in the Sakya Ras, that means the friendship relationship with Krishna.
I to je duhovno učeničko nasleđe koje nekako ide po liniji gospodina Nityananda, tako da ćete onda naći sve te duhovne učitelje i učenike u okviru tog učeničkog nasleđa da se nalaze u toj Sakya Rasi, odnosno u tom odnosu prijateljstva sa Krishnom.
So this Duki Krishna Das, he was called Duki Krishna Das by his spiritual master Hriday Chaitanya, was sent after some training, he was sent to Vrindavan to study with Srila Jiva Goswami.
I onda ta osoba koja se tada zvala Duki Krishna Das, on je bio poslat u Vrindavan kako bi studirao pod nazorom Jiva Goswami.
And of course he studied along with other great Vaishnavas, Narottama Das Thakur and Srinivasacharya.
I onda je on studirao tamo sa drugim velikim baktama, studirao je sa Srinivasacharyom i sa Narottam Das Thakurom.
So he was given specific service to perform for Shishi, Radha and Krishna by Srila Jiva Goswami, and that service was cleaning the Kanaka Kunja.
I onda je on, Jiva Goswami mu je dao jednu specifičnu službu, on je bio zadužen za to da čisti jedan kunđ koji se zvao Kanaka Kunja.
So at this Kanaka Kunja, there was a little mandir, it's called the Kalpa Kunja Mandir. And each night, Radha and Krishna had their pastimes in this particular kunja.
I onda u tom Kanaka Kunju postoje jedan mali templ koji se zvao Kalpa Kunja Mandir. I onda u njemu svake noći Radha i Krishna bi imali svoje zabave.
Yes. Even today, if those who have the eyes, they can actually perceive the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan.
I čak i dan danas, oni koji imaju oči kojima to mogu da vide, takve zabave Radha i Krishna se odbijaju u Vrindavanu.
So one night, Radha and Krishna, they were dancing in this particular kunja, and Radharani happened to, by accident, have left her ankle bell, Nupura.
I onda što se desilo jedne noći, Radha i Krishna su imali svoje zabave, igrali su u toj kunđi, i onda se desilo da je slučajno Shrimati Radharani ostavila tu svoje nanovice.
And the next day when Shyamananda, at this point, Duki Krishna Das, was cleaning the kunja, he actually found this glowing golden ankle bell.
I onda što se desilo sledećeg jutra, kada je Duki Krishna Das čistio taj kunđ, on je našao tu predivnu, zlatnu, blistavu nanovicu.
He saw it and he fainted it. He fainted, he put it next to his chest, and finally he buried it.
И onda on video, onda se onesvesti, onda stavio tu nanovicu na svoje srce, i onda na kraju šta je uradio, zakopao ju je.
And the shovel that he used to bury it, the actual shovel part, not the handle, but the shovel part actually turned golden.
I onda isto to oružje, znači ta alat kojim je on kopao ruku kako bi zakopao tu nanovicu, i ona je postala zlatna.
Soon thereafter, a young girl came to talk to Dugi Krishnadas to ask him where the nupura or the ankle bell was.
I onda uskoro što se desilo, došla je jedna mlada devojka i ona je pitala Shivanandu gdje se nalazi ta nupura, gdje se nalazi ta nanovica.
This was Lalita Devi in disguise.
I to je bila Lalita Devi koja je bila prerušena.
And she just said, well, I'm just a village girl come to get this ankle bell that my swamini, my master mistress, actually left.
I ona rekla, ja sam samo mlada seljačica tu iz sela, ja sam došla da nađem tu zlatnu nanogicu koju je moja samini, moja gospodarica ostavila.
But this Dugi Krishnadas, he didn't believe her, and he said, actually, I know who you are.
A onda Dugi Krishnadas, on je nije verovao i rekao je, ja u stvari znam ko si ti.
And he said, show me your real form.
On je rekao, pokaži mi svoj pravi oblik.
And she said, that's not possible.
A ona rekla, to nije moguće.
And he said, by your mercy it can happen.
A on je odgovorio, tvojom milošću to se može dogoditi.
So she put her feet on Dugi Krishnadas's head and then he was able to see the form of Lalita.
I onda je ona stavila svoje stopala na njegovu glavu i onda njegovu milošću on je mogao da vidi oblik Lalite Devi.
So he asked her for a benediction.
I onda je on nju zamolio za jednu blagoslov.
He said, I want to be your eternal servant and serve Radha and Krishna eternally in pastimes of Vrindavan.
On je rekao, ja želim da budem tvoj večni sluga i da mogu večno da služim Radha i Krishnu u njihovim zabavama u Vrindavanu.
So at that point, Lalita Devi gave him this mantra to see their lordship, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, at any time and to enter into their pastimes.
I onda u tom trenutku, Lalita Devi mu je dala jednu mantru kojom je on mogao u svakom trenutku da vidi zabave Radha i Krishne i da uđe u njihove zabave.
Does anyone want to know that mantra?
Da li neko ovdje želi da zna tu mantru?
You can initiate it all.
What?
You can initiate all of us.
Okay, listen carefully.
Sad slušajte pažljivo.
No. Okay. But I know a mantra that will enable us. It's called the Hare Krishna mantra.
Ja vam neću reći ovu mantru, ali znam mantru koja može da nam omogući da vidimo zabave Radha i Krishna i ona se zove Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because that mantra pierces through the coverings of the material world and we practice and we keep chanting that mantra in the sadhana stage, in the sadhya stage. That is the stage of practice and in the stage of perfection that mantra goes on eternally.
To je mantra koja prodire kroz sve omotače univerzuma i to je mantra koja je isto vreme i sadhana i sadhya, koja je isto vreme i put i cilj naše prakse.
Nama čintamani krishnas čitani rasa bhagavad puna shubhani chivito vinatvam nama namina. So it's non-different than Radha and Krishna in their pastimes, the Hare Krishna Maha mantra.
Hare Krishna Maha mantra, ona se ne razlikuje od Radha i Krishna koji provodi svoje zabave.
So then he dug up the ankle bell and the spade or the tip of the shovel was golden and he gave it back to the Lalita.
I onda šta on radio, on je opet iskopao tu nanogicu i znači vrh te motike koju mi je kopao je i dalje postaje bio zlatan i onda on vratio tu nanogicu Lalita.
And Lalita touched Shyamananda's, actually Dukhi Krishnadas's head and put tilak, special tilak, this Shyamananda tilak with a god in the middle.
I onda je Lalita Devi, ona je dotakla čelo, njegovo čelo, i onda je stavila specijalan tilak na njegovo čelo koji ima tačku u sredini.
And she instructed Shyamananda, at that point, your name is Shyamananda, but don't tell anyone else but Jiva Goswami about this story.
I onda je ona u to vreme dala uputstva Shyamanandi i rekla mu je tvoje ime je Shyamananda, ali nemoj nikome reći o ovoj priči osim Jiva Goswami.
So he was crying and fainting, and his complexion had turned a bright golden color.
I onda on plakao i plakao i on isvestio se i njegov put je postala zlatna.
And Jiva Goswami saw him and said, where did you get that complexion from? Where did you get that tilak from?
И onda Jiva Goswami to primetio i pitao ga, odakle si dobio takav put, odakle si dobio takav tilak?
He got reinitiated.
yeah, he got reinitiated. He explained, of course, what had happened to Jiva Goswami, and he showed Jiva Goswami the shovel that had been turned golden.
I onda on pokazao Jiva Goswami, rekao mu u stvari prvo šta se desilo, a onda mu je pokazao taj alat kojim je kopao njegov zlatni vrat.
And then Jiva Goswami said, today, he said to Sharmananda at that point, today I have become your property.
I onda je Jiva Goswami rekao Sharmanandi, danas ja postajem tvoja svojina.
And you should always think it is by the mercy of your spiritual master, Hridaya Chaitanya, that this has happened.
I treba uvek da razmišljaš kako se sve ovo desilo milošću tvog duhovnog učitelja, Hridaya Chaitanya.
But the Brajavasis, they just didn't understand. Not all of them understood this, and they thought, Jiva Goswami has given them reinitiation.
I onda Brajavasis, oni to nisu razumeli i razmišljali su, aha, Jiva Goswami mu je dao reinicijaciju.
And of course that's a violation of Vaishnava etiquette, then when the guru is a bona fide guru, to give reinitiation is an offense.
A onda to je naravno narušavanje vaishnavske etikete, jer kada je nečiji duhovni učitelj još uvek verodostojan, onda nije u redu opet mu davati reinicijaciju.
So they convey this news to Hridaya Chaitanya, who was still there in Gaudadesh.
I onda su preneli te novosti Hridaya Chaitanji, koji se još uvijek nalazio u Gaudadešu.
And so Hridaya Chaitanja, being very, very angry, he sent, thinking, my disciple, he has violated Vaishnava etiquette, so he sent some of his followers to Braja to find out what was happening and, if necessary, to bind up Shaimananda, punish him.
I onda šta je Hridaya Chaitanja uradio, mislio da je njegov učenik narušio tu vaishnavsku etiketciju, i onda je poslala neka od svojih sledbenika u Braju kako bi oni tamo našli Shimanandu i kako bi ga svezali i kako bi ga kaznili.
So Jiva Goswami explained to these devotees who were coming to punish Shimananda that actually it was Hridaya Chaitanya who gave him this tilak and this name in a dream. He's actually been initiated by his own spiritual master in a dream.
I onda što je rekao Jiva Goswami tim učenicima koji su došli kako bi kaznili Shimanandu, on im je objasnio da je to ime i taj tilak, da su oni bili dati Shimanandi od strane njegovog duhovnog učitelja Hridaya Chaitanje u snu.
And Shimananda said, yes, that's what happened, that's the real story.
I Shimananda je rekao, da, to se desilo, to je prava priča.
But when they went back to Bengal, Hridaya Chaitanje said, I don't remember that dream.
A onda kada su se vratili nazad u Bengal, onda je Hridaya Chaitanje rekao, ja se ne sjećam tog sna.
He said, dreams should not be taken that seriously.
I on je rekao, snovi ne bi trebalo da se uzimaju tako ozbiljno.
Just like sometimes I have the experience that the disciple will say, Gurudev, in this dream you instructed me to do this.
Ja također imam to iskustvo, jer nekada moji učenici dođu kod mene i onda mi kažu, Gurudev, ti si mi dao instrukciju u snu da nešto uradim.
And I say, I didn't want you to do that.
A ja kažem, ja nisam želao da to uradiš.
And they said, in the dream you told me to do it.
Onda on je opet odgovara, ali u snu si mi rekao da to uradim.
And he said, I wasn't there in that dream.
A ja kažem, nisam ja bio u tom snu.
Therefore, when we have dreams, we should verify the topic of the dream or the instruction of the dream with the other Vaishnavas.
I onda kada imamo neki san, onda bi trebalo da protumačimo taj san sa drugim Vaishnavama.
Because dreams are not usually reality.
Zato što snovi obično nisu stvarnost.
Okay, and so then, Hridaya Chaitanja went with the great devotees to Braja to actually find out what was happening.
I onda je Hridaya Chaitanja otišao sa drugim velikim bhaktama u Braju kako bi otkrio što se tamo dešava.
And he asked Shimananda, who is your guru?
I onda on pitao Shimanandu, ko je tvoj guru?
And Shimananda said, you are. And this tilak in the name are all your mercy, Gurudev.
I onda Shimananda odgovorio, ti si moj guru, i ovaj tilak i ovo ime, to je sve tvoja milost, Gurudev.
And so Hridaya Chaitanja at that point got even angrier.
I onda Hridaya Chaitanja u tom trenutku se još više razljutio.
So we're going to wipe it off. All this tilak and everything like that in the name, written on your body, and if it remains, then I will understand it's real.
I onda je video čitanje rekao u redu, ono što ćemo ono što ćemo sada uraditi, izbrisat ćemo taj tilak sa toga tela i uzet ćemo ti to ime i onda ćemo vidjeti šta će ostati.
And then Shyamananda was thinking, now it's time to chant the mantra that Lalita Devi gave me.
I onda ono što je Shyamananda pomislio, on je mislio, aha, sada je vreme da ja mantram tu mantru koju mi je rekla Lalita Devi.
So he chanted this mantra and in his spiritual body, he was outside of the temple or the place where Srimati Radharani was residing.
I onda on je mantrao tu mantru i onda se našao u svom duhovnom telu van ispred templa u kome je bila Srimati Radharani.
And he assumed his spiritual form, spiritual identity, which was as Kanaka Manjari.
I onda je on dobio to svoje duhovno telo i to je bilo telo Kanaka Manjari.
And he began to cry again and again and again.
I onda je on plakao iznova i iznova.
So some of the gopis came out and said, why are you crying?
I onda su se tu pojavile neke od gopija, onda su ga oni pitala, zašto ti plačeš?
And she said, my husband is beating me.
I onda je ona odgovorila, zato što me moj muž bije.
So they brought her inside to see Srimati Radharani. Lalita was in there making the betel nuts for Sri Krishna.
I onda su te gopije, one su uvele tu manđari unutra u hram kako bi se susreo sa Srimati Radharani, a to je bila Lalita Devi koja je pravila taj pan za Krishnu.
And Rupa Manjari, that is Rupa Goswami, in his ontological original identity, was massaging the legs of Srimati Radharani.
A tu se takođe nalazila i Rupa Manjari, koji je, odnosno Rupa Goswami u svom ontološkom izvornom obliku, i koji je u to vreme masirao stopala Srimati Radharani.
And Champakalata was fanning Srimati Radharani.
A Champakalata, ona je hladila Srimati Radharani.
So this Kanaka Manjari, she explained her story, her problem, her dilemma to Srimati Radharani.
I onda je Kanaka Manjari, ona je objasnila taj svoj problem, tu svoju dilemu Srimati Radharani.
And Radharani called for Subal.
A Radharani je pozvala Subalu.
And remember who Subal is? He is Goridas Pandit.
A sećate se ko je Subal? Subal je Goridas Pandit.
So she actually called for the spiritual master of Shyamananda's spiritual master.
I onda je ona u stvari pozvala duhovnog učitelja, koji je duhovni učitelj od duhovnog učitelja od Shyamananda.
Ich kann nicht mehr. Ich mache das so.
Yeah. Are you all right?
Yes.
Okay, and so then Subal painted Shyamananda on the chest as well as the tilak on the forehead. Subal painted Shyamananda's tilak on his forehead and on his chest. The name. Subal painted it on Shyamananda.
I onda šta je uradio Subal? Onda je on na Shyamanandi nacrtao tilak taj i napisao je njegovo ime na njegovim grudima.
So, and Radharani at that time gave him his mission of preaching in Orissa along with his great disciple, Rasika Murari.
Ono što je Lalita Devi uradila, Srimati Radharani, ona mu je dala tu misiju da propoveda u Orisi sa svojim učenikom koji se zove Rasika Murari.
So at the same time, while Shyamananda was in deep trance, everybody was thinking, what's happening with him? What's happening? And people were even crying and seeing this.
I onda sve vreme dok je Shyamananda pravo, dok je on bio u tom dubokom transu, ljudi oko njega su se pitali šta mu se to dešava i čak su i plakali.
So Jiva Goswami understood, so when Shyamananda came out of this ecstatic trance, realizing his identity as Kanaka Manjari, they tried to rub the tilak and the name of Shyamananda off of him.
I onda Jiva Goswami on je shvatao šta se dešava i shvatao da je Shyamananda bio u transu i da je spoznao svoju pravu formu Kanaka Manjari. I onda kada se on probudio iz tog sna, oni su pokušali da izbrišu taj tilak i to ime sa njegove grudi.
But the tilak and the name of Shyamananda magically kept appearing each time they rubbed it off.
Ali taj tilak i to ime Shyamanande, oni su na neki magičan način uvijek bi se pojavljivali kada bi ga izbrisali.
So Vridai Chaitanya accepted this, but then after a few days he became angry again. He said, this is too much, this is unchaste, he's in a different bhava than his guru.
I onda Hridaj Chaitanya, onda je on postao stvarno ljut i rekao, pa to je nemoguće, on se nalazi u drugoj bavi, u drugom raspoloženju od svog duhovnog učitelja.
So he was saying that disciple must follow the same bhava as the guru.
I onda on rekao, učenik on mora slediti istu bhavu kao I njegov guru.
And then Shyamananda gave him a little philosophical explanation that aggravated him even more.
I onda mu Shyamananda pravu dao malo filozofsko tumačenje svega toga I to ga je još više uznemirilo.
He said, even your spiritual master, Gauridas Pandit, who is Subal and Krishna Lila, is serving Srimati Radharani, serving the divine couple, and there is some Radha Prabhupada there.
I onda on rekao, čak I tvoj duhovni učitelj koji je u Radha Krishna zabavi Subal, čak I on služi Radha Krishna, njihovim služi Srimati Radharani u njenoj zabavi, ima tu Radha Bhavu.
And so when Hridaya Chaitanya heard this instruction from his disciple, he got even angry and he started to beat his disciple with a stick.
I onda kada je Hridaya Chaitanya čuo to tumačenje od svog učenika, postao još više ljud I onda je krenuo da bije štapom svog učenika.
Of course the disciple, Shyamananda accepted this as the guru's mercy.
A naravno učenik, Shyamananda Prabhu, on je sve to prihvatio kao milost svog duhovnog učitelja.
So if your guru ever beats you with a stick, it's special mercy.
Tako samo da znate, ako vas ikada guru počne da bije štapom, to je specijalno mjesto.
That's why sannyasis get thunders.
Zato sannyasi nose rande sa sobom.
Danda also means stick.
Danda takođe znači štap.
Anyway. So unless you offer dandavas, you will be beaten with the danda.
Znači, osim ako ne ponudite dandavat, poštovanje, onda ćete biti bijeni dandom, štapom.
Okay. Dandavat means like a stick.
A dandavat znači poput štapa.
So anyway, so Hridaya Chaitanya, then he sort of didn't get rid of his anger, but he was able to express his anger in that way, and he was taking rest at night after that.
I onda Hridaya Chaitanya, koji na taj način mogao da ispuni svoj bes, onda te noći on je odmarao.
And Lord Chaitanya appeared in his dream, and Lord Chaitanya was all bloody, all over his body. There was blood and his sores and all sorts of injuries.
I onda gospodin Chaitanya se pojavio u njegovom snu I što se desilo? On je svuda po svom telu imao krvi, svuda su bile rane.
And Hridaya Chaitanya understood that by beating his disciple, who was a dear devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had actually caused pain to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I onda je Hridaya Chaitanya shvatio da time što je bio svog učenika, što je tukao svog učenika koji je dragi sluga Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, da je time naneo bol samom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eventually forgave Hridaya Chaitanya, but he said, as prayaschitta, as atonement, you have to conduct 12 festivals in my honor all around Bengal.
I onda na kraju, gospodin Chaitanya, on je oprostio Gauridas Panditu, ali je, ne Gauridas Panditu, nego Hridaya Chaitanya, ali je rekao, ali sada, kako bi se iskupio za ono što si napravio, moraš da održiš 12 festivala širom Bengala.
So, later on, of course, this is the end of the story. Later on, Shyamananda was ordered by Jiva Goswami to go with his associates, that is Narottama Das Thakur and Srinivasacharya, to bring the Goswami's books to the West Bengal, and later on he went to Orissa to preach Krishna consciousness widely.
I onda to je kraj ove priče, a Shyamananda Thakur, on je dobio instrukciju da ide sa Srinivasacharyom I sa Narottama Das Thakurom I da odnese knjige šestorice Goswamija u Bengal, a onda nakon toga da ode u Orisu I da tamo propovedi.
And he met his disciple Rasikananda and they converted many people to Krishna consciousness.
I onda je on sa svojim učenikom koji se zvao Rasikananda, mnogi ljude načinio svesnim Krishna.
Does anyone know where his samadhi is?
Da li neko zna gde se nalazi njegov samadhi?
Ramuna, huh?
Ramuna, yeah. His samadhi is in Ramuna, the place of the temple of who?
Shirachara
Gopinath.
A njegov samadhi, samadhi Shyamananda pravo, nalazi se u Remuni, gde se nalazi božanstvo Shirachara Gopinath.
So this year we had the opportunity, along with 40 devotees, to go to Ramuna, spend the night, and take darshan of Shyamananda Prabhu's samadhi.
I onda ove godine mi smo imali priliku, nas jedno 40-ak basa, da odemo u Ramunu I da tamo imamo darshan tog samadhi I da tamo provedemo jednu noć.
And Maharaj asked me if I also took sweet rice, and I said
yes. Must go. It's really very special.
I broke my diet and took the sweet rice. So we should remember this great personality, and we can read about him. There's many books like the Shaimananda Shataka, and the also Prema Vilas, and Narottama Vilas, and Bhakti Vadnakara that contains information about this great personality.
Mi također možemo da čitamo u mnogim knjigama o Šjamanandi Prabhu i postoje mnoge knjige kao što su Šjamana Šataka, kao što su Prema Vilas, Narottam Vilas ili Bhakti Ratnakara.
That contain information about
Jyotish. I koje imaju, informaciju.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and we'd like to thank the great Vaishnavas for their patience.
Very interesting. Thank you so much details. We did not know.
Shyamananda Prabhu ki jai.
Bravo, bravo. Well spoken, well spoken. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pestaya Bhutale Simadeva Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitiname Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nivasesa Sanyavadi Paskatya De Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasani Gaura Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Today, on our last occasion to come together in the summer camp, I would like to give you a very nice perspective and even technique with you to apply in the coming year.
I sada, kada je naša poslednja prilika da se družimo na letnjem kampu, ja bih želela da vam dam uvid u jednu novu perspektivu i da vam čak ponovim jednu tehniku koju možete primeniti u godini koja tek dolazi.
For a moment, I would request you to see your life as an unfinished picture.
I za trenutak, ja bih vas zamolio da vidite svoj život kao sliku koja nije dovršena.
Two great artists are at work. Some things are still not clear. Oh, there is a river, but it is not nicely painted. The waves are too gross. In the distance there seems to be a forest, but it's only hinted at. And even the face of the main person looks gross and lacks the detail which Rembrandt would put into it. The landscape of our lives is similar. There are some things which are very vague. For instance, all you young devotees, I think you might marry in the future, but this is vague. We don't know whom you marry, if you will have a child, if he will be healthy, if he will give pleasure to your heart or pain. These are uncertainties which we don't know yet.
Znači, ja sam porešila, na toj slici se nalaze već stvari koje nisu jasno određene. Naprimjer, vi ste uglavnom mladi baku, tako da znači da ćete se vi udati ili oženiti, ali ne znate da li ćete imati dece, koliko dece, kako će izgledati, da li će biti dobro ili loša, da li će nam doneti sreću ili bol.
We also don't know if all of us will follow Krishna consciousness till beyond our life.
I mi također ne znamo da li ćemo mi slediti svjesnost Krišne u ovom našem životu.
In many ways our life resembles an unfinished picture where there are hints which need to be worked out, the details need to become clear.
I na mnogo načina ovi naši životi nalikuju nedovršenim slikama gdje postoje samo neki nagoveštaj i nema detalja koji tek trebaju da budu nacrtani.
And two great artists work on this picture.
A dva velika umjetnika rade na ovoj slici.
The first is the greatest personality, the Adi Purusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, under whose control everything moves, even the grass, and certainly your own endeavors in your life.
Prvi od ta dva umetnika jeste najveća ličnost, to je Adi Purusha, to je svevišnja božanska ličnost, po čijem nadzorom i kontrolom se sve dešava, i čak i vlast trave ne može da se pomeri, a svakako da i vaši napori u vašem životu zavise.
And the certain artist on the picture, working on the picture of your life, is a very important artist. It's you.
A ovaj drugi umetnik koji radi na toj slici vašeg života, on je jako bitan umetnik, i to ste vi sami.
And when the great master artist Krishna sees your desires, how you wish your life to go, oh, he will supply you appropriate painting techniques, colors, and inspirations.
I onda kada taj najveći od svih umetnika, kada Krishna vidi vaše želje u kom pravcu vi želite da vaš život napreduje, onda će vas on snabdeti sa raznim tehnikama, sa raznim bojama.
Your life is an unfinished picture. How would you like it to become?
I vaš život je nedovršena slika. Kako vi želite da on postane?
Do you have now some desires?
Da li sad imate neke želje?
Maybe the summer camp and the lectures and the many inspirations and talks you had amongst yourself have given you some new colors, some new techniques, some new inspirations.
I možda ove letni kamp i sve ove lekcije koje ste vi čuli i svi razgovori koje ste imali s ovim divnim baktama, možda vam je sve to dalo neke nove tehnike, neke nove boje, neke nove inspiracije.
When you go home, start to please apply these colors and techniques which you have been gotten by the mercy of Lord Krishna, given by the mercy of Lord Krishna, to make the painting of your life the most beautiful piece of art by the mercy of the Lord.
I onda kada vi odete kući, onda možete početi da primenjujete sve te prelepe tehnike i prelepe boje koje ste ovdje dobili milošću Krišne, kako biste od te slike svog života napravili jedno prelepo umjetničko djelo milošću Gospodinu.
When you get up in the morning, be enthusiastic. You can now work on another detail of the wonderful picture of your life.
I kada se probudite ujutro, budite entuzijastični, zato što sad imate priliku da radite na tom nekom detalju slike vašeg života.
Now, to do this, we need to become whole, or in the language of my seminar, we have to bring our divided self together and make it work in one direction.
I onda što sad treba da uradimo, da bismo mogli da napravimo tu sliku, moramo postati celi, ili ako bi govorio jezikom mog seminara, treba da ujedinimo svoje jastvo i da idemo u jednom pravcu.
If your lower self always wants to paint something else than you want to do, it will become a very Salvador Dali picture, or I mean modern abstract art. Salvador Dali is even abstract art. It looks like someone just threw some colors. It has no the composition is not there.
I onda ako vaše niže ja uvijek želi da nacrta nešto drugo od vašeg pravog ja, onda to znači da će na kraju te slike izgledati kao ove moderne abstraktne slike gdje ne postoji baš prava kompozicija.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us a very nice and perspective how to bring all the parts of our personality to work in concert or harmony at one nice picture of our life.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur nam daje savjet kako mi možemo da ujedinimo sve te delove naše ličnosti kako bi oni mogli da rade u harmoniji i da naprave jedan prelepi koncert.
He speaks about that we should cultivate the different aspects of our personalities in a Krishna conscious way so that everything goes in one direction, with one intention, one idea.
I onda nam on savjetuje da bi trebalo da negujemo sve aspekte naše ličnosti na način svestan Krišne, tako da oni svi zajedno mogu ići u jednom pravcu, da mogu da prate jednu ideju.
If the different aspects of your being do not work in one direction, you will be a person in conflict and intention and in many problems.
I ako različiti aspekti vašeg bića ne deluju u jednom istom pravcu, onda ćete se vi nalaziti u sukobu i bit ćete potencijom stresu.
If one aspect in yourself wants to go east and the other west, there will be intense internal conflict and dialogue in your life.
I ako jedan vaš aspekt želi da ide na istok, a drugi želi da ide na zapad, onda će tu postojati jako intenzivan unutrašnji dijalog.
First, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, well, in other places he puts this last, so I will go. First, my dear devotees, you must cultivate your mind.
Prvo, dragi moji bhakte, morate da negujete svoj um.
Remember Krishna during the day.
Treba da se sećate Krishna tokom dana.
Remember how you are related to Krishna eternally.
Setite se kako ste povezani sa Krishnom večno.
And purify the heart.
I pročistite svoje srce.
Then you must do something with your body.
A onda morate uraditi nešto sa svojim telom.
It's a huge subject matter, but it means like serving others.
I to je jedna ogromna tema za razmatranje, ali to znači da treba da služite druge.
Seeing spiritual objects like or persons like devotees and deities.
Da onda vidite neke duhovne objekte, da vidite bhakte ili da vidite božanstvo.
And developing a mood of servitude to the Lord. Cultivate your speech. How can we cultivate our speech? We speak about Krishna Katha. Better is we speak about Krishna Katha. Mm-hmm. Yes. See, when you say, I must do this, part of your personality will say, I will not do it. When you say, I should become a better devotee,
znači kada to kažemo, onda jedan dio nas neće to želiti. Kada kažemo ja treba da postanem bhakta.
It's like one side of your personality takes a stick and beats the other one.
To je kao da jedan dio vaše ličnosti uzme štap i onda bije onaj drugi dio.
Say I have the possibility to become a good devotee.
Recite imam mogućnost da postanem dobar bhakta.
Oh, sorry. This is cultivating the speech on a human level. It will influence your consciousness. But cultivating your speech on the spiritual platform would be reciting prayers. It would be chanting in a clearly pronounced way, Hare Krishna, you know, with making the sound proper.
ili to bi bilo mantranje Hare Krishna tako što jasno izgovaramo mantru.
Chant hymns.
Ili da pevamo himne.
Oh, when Krishna Chetaprabhu said that we wanted to light a candle, he began to chant prayers for auspiciousness, that may this gathering be an auspicious gathering. Cultivate your relationships. Have a and cultivate your spirit. I like to think of my life as a circle. With four areas. Body, emotions,
telo, osjećanja,
relationships
odnosi,
to others, and the spiritual relationship to Krishna.
Znači, prvo su odnosi sa drugima, a onda ovo poslovno područje, to je duhovni odnos sa Krishna.
Each day I make sure that there is color and life in all these fields.
I svakog dana ja se pobrinem za to da ima boje i života u svakom od ovih područja.
With the body I like to serve Krishna and the devotees.
Svojim telom ja volim da služim Krishna i Bhakti.
And because I'm now I'm on the way to become the most healthy person in the world, this is called cultivation of the speech on the human level.
I zato što sam ja sada na putu da postanem najzdravija osoba na svetu.
I also do some physical exercise like yoga, tai chi, and now just the what is it? Some very useful system of bodily exercise here.
I zato što želim da postanem zdravija, onda isto trenutno radim i jogu i tai chi i onda isto neke druge jako uspješne sisteme vežbe.
Cultivate your emotions.
Nemojte svoje osjećanje.
Don't be so dark and negative.
Nemojte biti tako mračni, tako negativni.
Pray to Krishna, these wonderful prayers. Remember Krishna, and if you can't, read about his pastimes and remember them.
I onda se molite Krishna, imate tako prelepu molitvu, onda se sećate Krishna, ili ako to ne možete, onda čitate o Krishna kako biste ga se sećali.
Cultivate your speech.
Onda negujte svoj govor.
I got out of my circle. Then I take care of the social relationships.
I onda se ja isto pobrinem.
And about this I will speak in a second in detail to give pleasure to Bir Krishna Maharaj his ears and surprise to Krishna Chetraprabhu his ears. And then think about the last relationship, last area of talk, of work is your individual relationship with Krishna.
I onda razmišljate o tom poslednjem području vaše ličnosti, o vašem ličnom odnosu sa Krishnom.
Yes, it is important to be together with devotees and feel the strength of sangha.
Da, jako je bitno biti zajedno sa bhaktama i osetiti tu snagu sangha.
But it's important to not lose your own authenticity in this, your own relationship to Krishna.
Ali je jako važno da u isto vrijeme ne izgubimo svoju autentičnost i naš lični odnos sa Krishnom.
Sangha or association has tremendous advantages and because it has an influence.
Sangha ili druženje ona ima nevjerovatne prednosti zato što ima jak utjecaj.
An uplifting influence.
Ima taj jedan utjecaj koji vas može uništiti.
You know, when there are many devotees doing kirtan and hearing about Krishna, you get fresh wind into your sails.
Znate, kada se tu nalazi puno bhakta koji zajedno pravi kirtan, onda vi jednostavno dobijete novi vetar u vaše jedre.
But in groups, there's like everything in this world, it has its side you have to be careful of.
Ali kao i svemu u ovom svetu, postoje tu dve strane i morate biti pažljivi oko toga.
We are better than, our group is better than the others.
Moja grupa, naša grupa je bolja od ove druge grupe.
We are the Hare Krishnas, everyone else is Karmis.
Mi smo Hare Krishna, svi drugi su Karmi.
Or to be a little bit more sharp, we are a special group in the Hare Krishna movement, we are the best and everyone is nonsense.
A da budem sada malo oštri, mi smo jedna specijalna grupa u Hare Krishna pokretu i mi smo specijalni, a svi drugi nisu baš tako dobro.
This negative part in groups is called in psychology hurt consciousness. My father taught me about this.
Hurt,
yes, flock, everyone together, like the sheep.
To je ono što se u psihologiji naziva svesnost grupe, svesnost stada. To je nešto što me moj otac naučio.
When I was on my way to Mountain Kailash, I saw this.
I kada sam bio na svom putu na planini Kailash, ja sam ovo video.
In Tibet they have these herds of sheep, sometimes 500.
I na Tibetu imaju ta velika stada ovaca, ponekad ih ima i 500.
So they were often on one side of the road, and then one sheep decided, I run over the street, and because it was the most energetic sheep, everyone followed behind, and then we had to wait for 1 hour until all the sheep had crossed the road.
I onda sve te ovce, one su se nalazile sa jedne strane drugog puta, ali onda bi jedna ovca odlučila da ona pređe na drugu stranu puta i kako je bila najenergičnija, sve ove druge ovce bi krenule da je prate i onda bismo morali da čekamo jako dugo da bismo mogli da prođemo.
There was no reason in the world why the sheep should have crossed the road.
I nije postojao nikakav mogući razlog na čitavom svetu zašto bi ta ovca sad prešla na drugu stranu puta.
Maybe it was a traumatic event in his past, even.
A možda je u pitanju bilo neko traumatično iskustvo iz njene prošlosti.
But it did, and everyone else did. Hurt consciousness.
Ali svi ostali su sledili, znači to je to, ta svest stada.
My dear devotees, I have seen this in material societies and very often also in spiritual societies, including the international attempt to become Krishna conscious.
I moji dragi bakte, ja sam to video da se dešava u mnogim materialnim društvima i u mnogim duhovnim društvima, a tu uključujem i taj međunarodni pokušaj da se postane
svesni. You know, if you study, if you want to have a sociological study of ISKCON, here Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, who has the dark history of hurt consciousness as a possible explanation to explain the failures in our movement.
I ako biste želeli da studirate istoriju ovog našeg pokreta, onda nam tu može pomoći Ravindra Swarup Prabhu, koji sa tom tamnom istorijom te svesnosti stada, on može da objasni neuspeh koji su se odigrali u ovom pokretu.
Both is important.
I znači, ove stvari su bitne.
Your own painting your picture of the life with Krishna's help.
Znači, vaše sopstveno slikanje te slike uz Krišnjinu pomoć.
And the tremendous inspiration you can get from devotional association.
I ta nevjerovatna inspiracija koju vi možete dobiti od druženja sa bhaktama.
And in that devotional association, see that you really make it Krishna conscious and that there is not some unwanted concepts entering.
I kada se družite sa bhaktama, onda budite sigurni da to druženje bude svesno Krišne i da tu nema nekih neželjenih pojmova i koncepta.
I have promised to give you some interesting point to as my last message today to you. Listen very carefully. I will read to you the prayer of the lover of Krishna.
I sada ja sam obećao da ću na ovoj završnom programu da ću vam dati jednu jako interesantnu poentu, tako da bih vas sada zamolio da poslušate jednu molitvu koja se zove molitva ljubavnika Krišna.
It's from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura.
Ta molitva.
He starts with the cultivation of body and mind as with my body, mind, and speech. May my love for the reddish lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu increase day by day.
Neka se moj um, moje telo i moj govor tako uključe da moja ljubav za crvenkasta stopala Chaitanya Mahaprabhu raste iz dana u dan.
Then he turns from God to his immediate associates.
I onda se on obraća od Gospoda, od Boga.
Actually, these may not be immediate associates. Let me have unflinching love for the pure Vaishnavas. Let me have love for the ocean of the Lord's transcendental qualities. Let me love the Krishna so compassionate. Or another quality of the Lord which the devotees like to meditate about and love is Krishna's own love to his devotees, the bhaktas. In this word, bhakta is bhakta vatsalatva.
Koju Krishna pokazuje u ovom svetu, a to je ta Krishna ljubav prema njegovim bhaktama, ta osobina Krishna bhakta vatsala.
Let me have love for the service of Krishna and the Vaishnavas.
Neka imam ljubav za službu Krishna i Vaishnava.
What else do you pray to get love for?
I kako se još molite, za šta još želite da imate ljubav?
Your practice, most probably.
Možda ljubav za vašu praksu.
Let me have love for the chanting of Lord Krishna's holy names.
Neka imam ljubav za pevanje Krishnanih svetih imena.
There are even prayers, Agadhamana Yashoda Nanda Nanda Suno by Rupa Goswami, where he prays, let me have a ruchi, I want to love this chanting. It's at the moment my heart is a little desert-like, but some love could should come in that heart for the chanting. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur seems to turn to all the devotees and all those who have a little inclination towards Krishna.
A Bhaktivinoda Thakur čini se kao da se on obraća ka svim bhaktama i ka svima onima koji imaju čak jednu malu težnju da služe Krishnu.
He looks to all of us.
I on gleda i na sve nas.
Let me love those persons who have taken shelter of the Lord and who are inclined to worship Him.
Neka volim sve one osobe koje su uzele utočište gospodina, koji imaju samo naklonost da ga služe.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has looked to the Lord. He has looked to the pure devotees. He has looked to his practice of chanting. He has looked around and seen all those who are inclined to Krishna and he has prayed. Let me love all those. He wants that his heart is bathed in love. And now he will look into this very heart. He will do introspection. And he will say something very amazing. Let me also love myself. Who are inclined toward
Krishna.
And he gives a reason why he wishes to love himself. Let me love myself so that I may attain devotion to Krishna. No one can become Krishna consciousness if he just punishes himself. Meo kalpa, meo kalpa, meo kalpa. I am a sinner, I am a sinner, I am a sinner.
I niko ne može postati svestan Krishna ako non stop kažnjava
Some of you like to see, like to have seen the Da Vinci Codex. There was a mea culpa. This one person who always punished himself, who whipped himself. It's a medieval practice of strict Christian monks. How was this person who always, how is a person who always punishes himself to others? That hatred which he brings into his heart is also coming out, and he will punish others. Because he is so hard on himself, he will be hard on others also. So, don't love your false ego. Don't love your mistakes, but love that person who likes Krishna, and that's you. And you will give him strength by this. Do you know what I learned something in Goloka Dham, our community in Germany, about education? And I immediately thought, this is good, this I should also try to do with others, and lately I'm thinking this I should do with myself when I educate myself. We have one Grihastha couple in Goloka Dham who have a very blissful child. And we have other children which are, who are like, and now I have to be careful, otherwise the parents will kill me, who are, there's room for improvement. So one day I went to the parents and said, how do you educate your child that he's so blissful, happy, well-rounded, natural? What is your secret, please? And they said, well, Maharaj, whenever the child does something good, we say, but this is so nice. And when he does a mistake, we just don't give him attention. When the child knows what is done in most Balkan education, that when the child does something wrong and the parents go gong 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 gong. The child will know, I get the attention of my parents when I'm a Nitkov, a rascal. But when the child does something for his own welfare and for the welfare of others, and then the parents go like, wow. The child knows whenever I do something for my own welfare, like brushing my teeth before I go to bed, and giving toys to my playmates, that's good. I get the attention of my parents. Let me increase these activities.
onda dete shvati tu poentu, kad god perem zube, kad radim nešto što je dobro za mene, ili kad dajem svoje igračke svojim drugarima, onda moji roditelji, oni obrate pažnje na mene, zato hajde da radim te dobre stvari.
This principle we can translate, not maybe entirely, but in a great portion to our lives.
I ovo je princip koji onda možemo da prenesemo do neke određene mere u naše sopstvene živote.
Catch yourself doing something good.
Uhvatite sebe kako radite nešto dobro.
And notice it.
I primetite to.
You will do more and more good.
I onda ćete raditi sve više i više dobre stvari.
To translate it into our philosophy, we would say, wherever the mind goes due to his restless nature, bring it back to the self.
I ako sad to želimo da izrazimo kroz reči naše filozofije, možemo reći, gde god da um ode zbog svoje nestalne prirode, jednostavno ga dovedite nazad.
And from that place, that spiritual place, begin to think of Krishna and act of Krishna.
I onda sa tog mesta, sa tog duhovnog stanovišta, počnite da razmišljate o Krišni i da radite za Krišnu.
Wherever you bring your attention to, it's from that place where you will think and act.
I gde god da dovedete svoju pažnju, to je mesto sa koga ćete razmišljati i sa koga ćete delovati.
So if you bring your attention to you as a spiritual soul and to Krishna, you will act on the spiritual platform.
Tako da ako obratite pažnju na sebe kao na duhovnu dušu, ako obratite pažnju na Krišnu, onda ćete delovati sa tog duhovnog nivoa.
In other words, don't meditate about the millions of mistakes.
Drugim rečima, nemojte razmišljati o milionima grešaka.
Meditate on the spiritual reality.
Razmišljajte o toj duhovnoj stvarnosti.
Of which you are an integral part.
I vi sami ste njen deo.
Did you know that you are soul and not the body? I want to thank you very much and turn over the microphone to Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. It was a great pleasure for me to be in your association, and I certainly learned so much first when I entered the room of Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu and greeted him, and then when we spent with Bir Krishna Maharaj time, but I also learned so much from observing you and hearing from you and mostly observing from you. I liked so much how you danced so happily, and I thought one day I will be like that.
Za njihovo društvo i mnogo sam toga naučio od njih kada sam došao da ih pozdravim. Ono isto što sam gledao jeste kako ste vi plesali i mislio sam, aha, jednog dana ću ja isto tako plesati.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki, O Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. That loving yourself article also.
Oh,
I have not read it. I will read it.
Oh. You all right?
One leg.
One finger. One toe.
One toe.
Thank you.
He's a practical man, our Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu.
Mam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutare Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinani Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gopalani Prasadi Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Astrachate Shatarine He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhyamahu Jagatpate Obhishtha Gopika Nakhna Rana Namaste Thakaya Sarva Rangi Rade Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishamanu Sudire So I'm in the awkward position of having two hard acts to follow.
Double trouble.
Du bist der Beste von uns.
But acts, I mean by acts not the negative sense of putting on a show, but...
Ali kada to kažem, ja ne mislim to na negativan način, da oni pravi neki sad show od svega toga.
I thought I'll just say a few more words, really just following our discussion in the last couple of days on our seminar theme of reception in the Bhagavatam.
I ono što sam sada želela da kažem jeste još samo nekoliko reči koji prate čitavu temu našeg seminara poslednjih dana, znači o tome kako prihvatiti, primiti Šrimad Bhagavatam.
As I've been hinting, the purpose behind this are twofold. One, you could say, external, one, internal.
I onda nagovešte koje sam ja želela da dam jeste da iza toga postoje dva razloga. Jedan je spoljašnji, a drugi je unutrašnji.
Externally, well, maybe that's not a good designation, but to try to give some hints or some ideas to help you in studying Srimad Bhagavatam.
Znači, spolje gledano, to je bilo nešto, ja sam pokušala da vam dam neke nagovešte kako možete da studirate Srimad Bhagavatam, da čitate.
Actually, I say you, but I'm also preaching to myself.
I ja sam rekao vi, ali ja u isto vreme propovedam i samom sebi.
And the other reason is because I'm preparing to write something on the subject, so it helps to talk about things you're going to write about.
A drugi razlog jeste taj što se pripremam da pišem nešto o toj temi, tako da jedan od načina da se pripremite za pisanje jeste da govorite onome o čemu ćete pisati.
So that when you say something and everyone looks back at you with a completely blank face, you understand, oh, I guess I didn't figure that out yet. I have to keep working on that.
Onda kada pričate o nečemu, a vidite samo zblanuto lice pred sobom, onda shvatite, aha, nisam još to shvatio, treba još da poradim na tome.
We were speaking about avatars of the Lord. He appears in the world, and we were kind of suggesting how he's approaching us in the world like someone knocking on our door, asking us to open the door and to allow him to enter to be his guest.
I onda bismo pričali o gospodinu, o njegovim avatarima u ovom svetu,
o tome kako se on pojavljuje u ovom svetu, dolazi i puca na naša vrata i onda mu mi otvaramo i dopuštamo mu da bude naš gost.
The idea being that why does the Lord appear? It's because the world has become deviated from Dharma, and so the Lord needs to correct that.
I onda ideja zašto se gospodin pojavio u ovom svetu jeste da je čitav svet skrenuo sa tog puta Dharme i onda se gospodin pojavio je kako bi to ispravio.
Well, so the Bhagavatam elaborates extensively on several of the avatars, how they appear and how they have pastimes in which they are received in different ways. They are welcomed or not welcomed, depending who it is.
I onda Bhagavatam detaljno opisuje nekoliko avatara kako se oni pojavljuju u ovom svetu i kako su lepo primljeni u ovom svetu ili ne baš tako.
Going basically from through Canto 3 up through Canto 9, we have descriptions of the avatars.
I u osnovi od pevanja 3 do pevanja 9 imamo te opise različitih avatara.
And then we have the 10th canto.
I onda imamo takođe i 10. pevanje.
And of course the 10th canto is very extensive compared to the rest of the Bhagavatam. It's what, 2/5 of the whole Bhagavatam in terms of it, of magnitude, something like that.
I onda imamo to 10. pevanje koje je dosta opširno i koje čini 2/5 čitavog Bhagavatama.
And we get, of course, the story of Krishna, who we experience from the first canto, is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he's not an avatar.
I onda u 10. pevanju mi dobijemo opis Sri Krishne, koji u prvom pevanju je predstavljen kao svevišnje božanstvo ličnost.
So what sort of role does Krishna play? He comes into the world performing lila, and we often say he plays a role.
Kako onda ulogu Krishna ima? On dolazi, on se pojavlja u ovom svetu i kakva je ta njegova uloga?
Well, he doesn't come as a sannyasi.
Pa, on ne dolazi kao sannyasi.
With a danda.
Sa dandom.
He comes as a householder.
On dolazi kao kao osoba porodičnog života.
And as we've been discussing, it's generally the position of the householders to receive guests, to welcome guests, to be hospitable, to show hospitality.
I onda mi smo razgovarali o tome kako je uloga porodičnog čoveka da primi goste, da bude gostoljubiva, da im ukaže dobrodošlicu.
Well, you may say, okay, but Krishna's pastimes as a child and as a youth in Vrindavan, we don't think of Krishna as a householder, certainly. He's not married.
I onda vi možete reći, da, ali Krishna u Vrindavanu, on je tamo dečak ili je malo stariji, ali ne razmišljamo o njemu kao o porodičnom čovjeku.
But he's not exactly a brahmachari either.
A nije baš ni brahmachari.
Well, that may be a subject of debate. There is a pastime where he insists that he is indeed brahmachari. And
best of the
philosophically, we can say he is brahmachari. After all, he's the supreme Brahman, and he is a charan. He goes.
He moves.
Jeste, mogli bismo sad i to jedan predmet za diskusiju, zato što postoje neke zavore u kojima Krišna naglašava da je on brahmačari, ali sa druge strane, filozofski gledano, možemo reći da on jeste brahmačari zato što je on vrhovni brahma i zato što on takođe hoda po ovom svetu.
Eventually he leaves Vrindavan to the great distress of the residents of Vrindavan. He goes to Mathura. Eventually he creates the city of Dvaraka, and eventually he marries.
I konačno, on napušta Vrindavan na veliku uznemirenost svih stanovnika Vrindavana, onda odlazi u Maturu, a onda nakon toga osniva Dvaraku I onda tamo postaje porodični čovjek.
And he doesn't just marry once or twice or three times or four or even five, but rather 16,000 times.
I onda se on ne oženi...
Plus five.
Ne jedno, ne dva put, ne tri put, ne četiri, čak ni pet puta, već se oženi 16,000 puta I još plus pet puta.
That, of course, can be a stretch of the imagination, but we are meant to stretch our imagination. That's what spiritual life is about.
I onda, naravno, to može biti malo naš napor za naše, za našu imaginaciju, za naše zamišljanje, ali to je jeste ono što mi treba da radimo u našem duhovnom životu, treba da proširimo svoje vidike.
One thing I don't recommend in your preaching to people who are hearing about Krishna for the first time.
I jedna stvar koju ne predlažem da kažete ljudima kojima propovedate po prvi put.
Krishna is God, and the reason he's God is because he's all powerful, and the way he demonstrated this was he married 16,000 wives.
Krishna je Bog I on je svemoguć I način na koji to pokazuje jeste taj što je ženio 16,000 žena. Ako sam rekla površno, izvinjavam se, ne preporučujemo da to kažete kada nekom propovedate prvi put.
Unless you meet someone from... We got it? Unless you meet someone from California, and then maybe they will like this very much.
I možda sretnemo nekoga koja je poreklom iz Kalifornije, možda će im se to jako svidjeti.
Okay, Krishna marries, he has palace, then he has a little cottage for each of his wives.
I Krishna se znači oženio, onda imate svoje palate, jednu malu kuću za svaku svoju kraljicu.
Yes. Actually not a cottage, but a palace.
Znači, nije u pitanju mala kuća, već u pitanju palate.
And we read in the later part of the 10th canto, can't remember which chapter, Narada Muni comes to visit.
I onda mi čitamo u onim kasnijim poglavljima 10. pevanja kako Narada Muni dolazi da ga posjeti.
And what does he see? He sees Lord Krishna being householder number one.
I šta ono što on vidi? On vidi Šri Krishnu koji predstavlja najuzorniji porodični čovjek.
He's being the ideal grihastha, performing all kinds of grihastha dharma.
On je idealni grihastha koji izvodi sve vrste grihastha dharma.
In each one of his palaces he's engaged in a different way, doing a different householder duty.
I onda u svakoj od svojih palata on je zaokupljen na određeni način I obavlja sve svoje grihastha obaveze.
And he's doing each of them perfectly.
I on svako od njih obavlja na savršeni način.
Well, for us that's not surprising.
I za nas to nije ni malo iznenađujuće.
After all, we're convinced he's God.
Zato što smo mi ubeđeni, on je Bog.
Narada Muni was quite surprised.
A Narada Muni je bio prilično iznenađen.
He was amazed. He was impressed.
On je bio zadivljen, on je bio impresioniran.
And Lord Krishna received Narada very nicely. This was his recognition of the greatness of Narada. He offered all respects to this Deva Rishi, Devarshi Narada.
I onda je Krishna primio Narada Muni jako lepo. I to je bio način na koji on prepoznao veličinu te osobe, tog sveca.
As one reads this chapter of the Bhagavatam, one can benefit simply by remembering Krishna doing all of these duties of the householder.
I dok osoba čita ovaj deo Bhagavatama, ona može imati dobrobit samo od toga što se seća svih ovih grihasta obaveze koje izvršavao Krishna.
Especially householders who won't find the time to do all of the things which are prescribed.
I specijalno porodični ljudi koji nemaju vremena da urade sve one stvari koje bi trebalo uraditi u tom ašramu.
Prescriptions are such that you probably require at least 36 hours a day to perform them.
I propisi su takvi I uslovi su takvi da vam verovatno treba jedno 36 sati dnevno kako biste ih sve izvršili.
Even if you didn't have to go to work to earn money to maintain your agreement.
I čak I ako ne biste išli na posao kako biste održali svoje domaćinstvo.
So just to read those this pastime of Krishna performing all these duties is allowing you to also participate in the performance of those duties.
I samo time što čitate to kako je Krishna izvršavao svoje dužnosti vam omogućava da I vi učestvujete u njima.
What is the other pastime, famous pastime of Krishna receiving guests as a householder?
Koja je druga čuvena zabava u kojoj se govori o tome kako Krishna prima svog gosta?
Everybody in unison, Sugama Brahma, yes.
Svi već znaju se, kažu u jedan glas, Sugama Brahma.
What do Sugama and Narada have in common?
I šta je ono što Sugama I Narada imaju zajedničko?
They're Brahmins, okay.
Oni su Brahmane.
They are Atithi guests.
They're Atithi guests, very good. Yes, they're unexpected guests.
I onda oni su također neočekivani gosti.
And also we could say that they are ascetics.
I također možemo reći da su oni askete.
Although in the case of Sugama, he is also a grihasta, but very poor grihasta, and basically he's living as ascetic.
Iako u slučaju Sugame, možemo reći da je on porodični čovjek, ali s obzirom na tome da je jako siromašan, on živi poput asketa.
So there's this wonderful description, I won't go into any detail, how Lord Krishna very happily receives his dear friend Sugama, and how after receiving this humble, most humble offering from Sugama, Lord Krishna rewarded him unlimitedly.
I onda postoji predivni opisi kako je Krishna primio Sugamu I šta je sve radio kada je on došao I kako je prihvatio taj jako skromni jako skromnu ponudu koju mu je dao Sugama I kako ga je nagradio za to.
So all of these pastimes of the Lord are nice to remember, but what about the context that we remembered from discussing yesterday? Krishna leaves the world having destroyed or allowed to be destroyed not only the Kauravas, but his own family members.
I znači lepo je sećati se svih ovih zabava, ali juče smo završili pričajući o tome kako Krishna napušta ovaj svet, ne samo što je uništio sve Korave, već je uništio I svoju sopstvenu porodicu.
His mission has been fulfilled. He has re-established Dharma.
I njegova misija je sada uspostavljena. On je obnovio Dharmu.
And at the same time, he's thinking, these, my own family members, they're just going to wreak havoc in the world. If I leave and they stay around, better they also leave.
I šta je ono o čemu on razmišlja? On razmišlja, članovi moje porodice, oni će također propasti ovom svetu, tako da je bolje da I oni idu sa mnom kada ja odlazim.
And so he arranges this pastime at Prabhas Kshetra, and then he leaves himself after instructing Uddhava.
I onda on aranžira sve zabave koje su neophodne za tako nešto, I onda daje uputstvo Uddhavi I onda odlazi.
And that's basically the end of the story, describing pastimes of Krishna.
I onda u osnovi to je kraj priče koji objašnjava, znači opisuje Krishnine zabave.
Or is it the end of the story?
Ili, da li je to kraj priče?
It's not the end of the story.
To nije kraj priče.
No, the Lord appears again.
Ne, Gospod se opet pojavio.
He appears as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
A on dolazi kao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Because something hasn't been resolved yet. Something still has to be done.
Zato što neke stvari još uvijek nisu rešene, neke stvari još uvijek nisu učinjene.
And so, in the Bhagavatam, we get a verse which anticipates the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Tako da u Bhagavatamu imamo jedan stih koji nagoveštava, pretkazuje dolazak Chaitanya.
I think it's Karabhajana Muni who says,
Ja mislim da je u pitanju
Karabad. Maya Mrigam Daita Yatsitaman Vadava Vande Maha Purushite Charanaravindam. It's a description of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes all wrapped up in one verse.
I to je opis zabava Chaitanya Mahaprabhuva I nalaz sve, čitav taj opis nalazi u tom jednom stihu.
The first word is Chakva.
I prva reč
je
Chakva.
And don't worry, I'm not going to go through every word. Tekva means having renounced.
Tekva to znači nakon što je napustio, što je ostavio, odvojio se od.
Tekva sudustjaja surepsita raja lakshmin, having renounced that which is desired by all of the suras, namely raja lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, the topmost goddess of fortune.
Nakon što je napustio ono što žele sve sure I što bi želela I sama boginja sreće, Lakshmi.
So having given up the goddess of fortune, in other words, having renounced the world, having become a renunciant, having become a sannyasi, Lord Chaitanya then goes to chase after the conditioned souls.
Nakon znači što je napustio sve ono što je poželjno u ovom svetu, napustio I samu boginju sreće, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je krenuo za uslovljenim dušama u ovom svetu.
To deliver them from their ignorance, from their conditioned life.
Kako bi ih izbavio iz njihovog neznanja I iz njihovog uslovljenog života.
So Krishna, who in Krishna's pastimes as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is a householder.
I tako da Krishna, koji u svojim zabavama svevišnja božanska ličnost, ovdje se nalazi ulozi porodičnog čovjeka.
And he establishes dharma as a householder by showing how to show hospitality.
I onda on ustanovio tu dharmu tako što pokazuje kako treba biti gostoljubiv.
Especially how to receive unexpected guests who are renunciants.
A specijalno kako treba primiti neočekivane goste koji su odvojenom redu života.
But he's not satisfied with that, so he comes again.
Ali on nije zadovoljan time, tako da on opet dolazi.
And he has pastimes for half of his life as a householder.
I onda u jednoj polovini svog života ima zabave porodične osobe.
But he's not satisfied with that.
Ali nije zadovoljan s time.
So he takes to the renounced order of life.
Tako da onda on uzima odvojeni red života.
And in that situation, he becomes the one who is received by the householders. He's the renunciant who now goes begging and receives the hospitality of the householders.
I sad u toj situaciji, on je taj koji postaje odvojenik I koji biva priman od drugih porodičnih ljudi na različite načine.
And what is he doing? He's not really begging, he's begging to give. And what is he giving? He's giving pure love of Krishna, Krishna prema.
I on ide od jednog do drugog porodičnog čovjeka I on ih moli da ga prime, ali u stvari on ne moli da mu daju nešto, već moli da on da nešto. A šta je to što daje? To je čista ljubav prema Krishna.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has one song he has written, which indicates this idea. He is coming and begging simply for the devotees, for the people, is begging one thing from them.
I onda Bhaktivinoda Thakur, on ima jednu pesmu koja kaže da Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jednostavno dolazi I moli samo jednu stvar od svojih bhakta.
That they give some faith in the holy name.
Da daju svoju veru u sveto ime.
Well, and we know that the Lord also has his internal reason for appearing as Lord Chaitanya.
A mi također znamo da gospodin ima I svoj unutrašnji razlog za to što se pojavio kao gospodin Chaitanya.
And one could go on and on about that, but it's getting late.
I mi bismo mogli još dugo da pričamo o tome, ali već postaje kasno.
But in that mood, what does Lord Chaitanya pray?
Ali u tom raspoloženju, šta je ono zašto se gospodin Čajtanja moli?
Ashlishya va pararatam pinashumam madarshanam marmahatam karotu va yatha tatha va viradatu lampato matpranganathastu sarivanathara. Whether you embrace me, whether you welcome, receive, give your hospitality to me, or whether you kick me out of the door.
Bez obzira na to, da li ćeš me zagrliti, da li ćeš me otvoriti svoja vrata i primiti me na gostoljubiv način, ili ćeš me jednostavno odbaciti od sebe.
You're always my worshipable Lord.
Ti si uvijek moj obožavani gospodin.
You are my life, my prananata, the Lord of my life.
Ti si moj život, ti si moj prananat, ti si gospodar mog života.
So it doesn't matter what you, the Lord, do to me, in this case, happens to be the Lord, Lord Chaitanya.
I tako da nema nikakve veze što ti, moj gospodar, što ti radiš sa mnom.
You may welcome me, you may reject me, whatever you do to me, you're still my Lord.
Možeš me primiti, a možeš me odbaciti, ali što god da uradiš, ti si još uvek moj gospodin.
So in this way, Lord Chaitanya is teaching Paradharma, which of course Lord Krishna is also teaching.
I na taj način, gospodin Chaitanya nas podučava Paradharmi.
Pure devotion to the Lord, which is unconditional.
To je čista predanost prema Bogu, koja je bez ikakvog motiva.
We in this Krishna conscious movement, certainly following Srila Prabhupada, are aspiring to become unconditional devotees of the Lord.
I mi definitivno u pokretu za svezu s Krishna sledimo Srila Prabhupada i težimo tome da postanemo bhakte bez ikakvog motiva, bez ikakvog razloga.
We don't put any conditions on our service to Krishna. We don't say, Krishna, you have to do this and this, and then I will serve you.
I mi ne postavljamo nikakve uslove, nikakve zahtjeve i ne kažemo Krishna treba da uradiš ovo ili ono, onda ću te ja služiti.
Well, at least in theory we don't.
Makar teorijski to ne
radimo. Maybe in practice we're still putting so many conditions.
Ali u praksi još uvijek stavimo toliko razloga.
But perhaps because we are putting those conditions, sometimes consciously, sometimes unconsciously, therefore Krishna reciprocates with his conditions.
Ali zato što mi u našoj službi svesno ili nesvesno postavljamo toliko uslova, onda takođe i Krishna postavlja puno uslova.
Ye yata mam prabhadyante tam sadaiva vajamyaham, I reciprocate in that way that you reciprocate with me.
Ja odgovaram na taj način na koji način se ti ponašaš prema meni.
Have you had this experience?
Da li ste imali to iskustvo?
Have you noticed that Krishna reciprocates in relation to how we relate with him?
Da li ste primetili da Krishna odgovara u tom našem odnosu na onaj način na koji se mi odnosimo prema njemu?
No.
Ne?
Yes. When we're a little bit, you know, seeing, when we're a little truthful with ourselves, then we have to admit, yeah, actually, Krishna gives us exactly what we ought to get.
I onda ako smo samo malo iskreni sa sobom, onda možemo priznati da Krishna nam daje upravo ono što treba da dobijemo.
But actually he's giving us so much more than we deserve.
Ali u stvari on nam daje mnogo više od onoga što mi zaslužujemo.
One expression that the devotees were saying when I first joined the temple, which I did not understand at all.
Jedan izraz koji su bakte govorili kada sam se ja tek prvi put pridružio hramu i nisam ga uopšte razumeo.
They were quoting Srila Prabhupada.
I oni su citirali Srila Prabhupada.
So often Srila Prabhupada would explain something, how things are, and then he would conclude, Krishna is so kind.
Jako puno puta bi se desilo da bi Srila Prabhupada objasnio neke stvari i onda bi na kraju zaključio, Krishna je tako fin, tako je. Ljubazan. Krishna je tako ljubazan.
Ljubazan. How do you spell it? L-U-U-B-A-Z-A. Ljubazan. Krishna je tako ljubazan.
Ljubazan. It was Zen.
Oh, you were Zen.
Yes.
Krishna is a type of yugism. That really changed the way the tongue and the mouth works. I heard this and I thought, I don't get it. What is this? What does this mean? But hearing it more and more, I started to understand. There's a logic to it. It makes sense.
Ali kako sam to slušao sve više I više, onda sam shvatio da u tome ima smisla, ima logike.
So I'm still working on it though. I'm still working on understanding this this statement from Srila Prabhupada, this observation, this realization of Srila Prabhupada.
I ja još uvijek radim na tome da shvatim ovu realizaciju Srila Prabhupada. To je njegova realizacija, njegovo posmatranje.
So I would just to end invite you to take this wonderful observation of Srila Prabhupada with you and to make a habit of recalling it.
I ono što bih vas zamolio da uzmete znači sada sa sobom to opažanje Srila Prabhupada I da onda stalno dozovete to da se setite toga.
As a kind of down to earth way of translating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kind of ultimate prayer, Ashlishiva Bhagavatam Hinashkama.
I to je jedan od načina na kojem možemo prevesti tu konačnu molitvu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ashlishiva Bhagavatam.
Which of course is his ultimate prayer of a set of prayers and instructions, which begins with the verse which ends, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana.
Ta molitva predstavlja konačnu molitvu u tom sledu molitva koju on izgovorio I koja sve počinje sa prvom molitvom koja završava sa rečima Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana.
So another little phrase to take with you after this camp.
Tako da jedna fraza, jedna izjava koju možete poneti sa sobom nakon ovog kampa
is Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana.
Jeste Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana.
Param Vijayate
Sri
Krishna
Sankirtana.
Param Vijayate
Shri Krishna
Sankirtana.
Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtana.
Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtana.
All glories to the Sankirtan movement.
All glories.
Svaslava Sankirtan Pokriti.
Svaslava Sankirtan Pokriti. Pokritu, sorry. Vocative case.
Yes.
So I will end with that, and also I want to express my thanks to all of you for having me here.
Ja bih završio na ovaj način I želim da iskažem zahvalnost svima onima koji su me doveli ovde.
My special thanks to all the organizers of this wonderful camp.
I moja specijalna zahvalnost ide svim organizatorima ovog predivnog kampa.
To all of the cooks.
Svim kuvarima.
Without whom we would be starving.
Bez kojih bismo ovde gladovali.
And in which case it would be very difficult to say Krishna is very kind.
U tom slučaju bilo bi jako teško reći Krishna je tako ljubazan.
To all the pujaris.
Svim pujarima.
To all the garland makers.
Svima onima koji su pravili garland.
To all the recording and sound engineers.
Svima onima koji su snimali, koji su ovdje bili inženjeri zvuka.
To the bhajaniyas, kirtaniyas.
Našim kirtanijama.
To the ratayatra walas.
Našim ratayatra učesnicima.
And all the rest of you whom I haven't properly mentioned.
I svima vama drugima koje nisam sada na neki način spomenuo.
Thank you very much indeed for making this very sweet Krushka Goranga camp.
Hvala vam tako puno što ste napravili ovaj tako slatki Krushka Goranga kamp.
Who has revealed that this is Krushka Goranga?
A ko nam je razotkrio da je ovo Krushka Goranga?
No, I think Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu has blessed all of us, so now we are ready to go. So, all the best. Let us have. Please don't forget. Bring one more person, a new person if preferable, to the next Vrishka Gauranga camp.
Molim vas samo sad, nemojte da zaboravite da sljedeće godine na sljedeći kamp dovedete još jednu novu osobu.
This will mean that you are Krishna conscious throughout the year and spread Krishna consciousness.
I to će značiti da ste vi svjesni Krishne tokom cijele godine i da širite svjesnost Krishne.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Raman ki jai, Gaura Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol.